Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible, and we're in the book of Genesis. This is chapter 31. Let's all go up to the throne to ask the Lord to bless this tape, the reading of this tape, and the commentary on it, the Word. Lord God, we thank and praise your holy name for your Word. We thank you for the strength, the power of the Holy Spirit within your Word that gives us the strength to continue on another day. Lord, let that be the blessing of the reading from this Word and the commentaries of it and the expounding that you give me. Open every heart, soul, and mind, the mind of the Spirit, and let your words cut into every fiber of our being. Lord, we give you all the praise, the honor, the glory, and the thanks. And we know that you're going to do it because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, let's begin.
Chapter 31, King James Version, verse 1. And he heard the words of Laban's sons, saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's hath he gotten all this glory. Commentary, Jacob flees from Laban. Verse 1. But Jacob soon learned that Laban's sons were beginning to grumble. Quote, Jacob has robbed our father, they said. All his wealth has been gained at our father's expense. King James Version, verse 2. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. And the Lord said unto Jacob, Return unto the land of thy fathers, and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. Commentary, verse 2 and 3. And Jacob began to notice a considerable cooling in Laban's attitude toward him. Then the Lord said to Jacob, quote, Return to the land of your father and grandfather and to your relatives there, and I will be with you. King James Version, verse 4 and 5. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock, and said unto them, I see your father's countenance, that it is not toward me as before, but the God of my father hath been with me. As ye know, that with all my power I have served your father, and your father hath deceived me and changed my wages 10 times.
Number 10 in this particular place here is a symbolic mean, has a symbolic meaning. It just means over and over and over again. He's changed my wages over and over again. It doesn't mean that it's exactly 10, okay? And then what?
But God suffered him not to hurt me. If he said thus, the speckled shall be thy wages, then all the cattle bear speckled. And if he said thus, the ring-straked shall be thy hire, then bear all the cattle ring-straked. Thus God hath taken away the cattle of your father and given them to me. And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived that I lifted up mine eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were ring-straked, speckled, and grizzled. And the angel of God spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, Here am I. And he said, Lift up now thine eyes, and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ring-straked, speckled, and grizzled, for I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, and where thou vowedest a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. Commentary,
so
verse...
So he was saying all these things to his wives. Okay, then what else?
Commentary, verse 4.
Because he wanted to talk it over with them before he left. He was telling his wives, look, you know, I want to leave. And so... And here's the reason. Your dad deceived me, and they're not the same way as they were with me before, and there's some trouble brewing, and we've just got to get out of here, in so many words, okay? Then go ahead.
Commentary, verse 4 through 13. Jacob called Rachel and Leah out to the field where he was watching the flocks. so he could talk things over with them. Quote, "Your father has turned against me and is not treating me like he used to," he told them. "But the God of my father has been with me. You know how hard I have worked for your father, but he has attacked me, breaking his wage agreement with me again and again. But God has not allowed him to do me any harm. For if he said the speckled animals were mine, the whole flock began to produce speckled lambs. And when he changed his mind and said I could have streaked ones, then all the lambs were born streaked. In this way, God has made me wealthy at your father's expense."
In other words, he's saying it facetiously, "at your father's expense," as if I wasn't working or something, okay? And then what else?
"During the mating season, I had a dream and saw that the male goat mating with the flock were streaked, speckled, and spotted. Then in my dream, the angel of God said to me, 'Jacob,' and I replied, 'Yes, I'm listening.' The angel said, quote, 'Look, and you will see that only the streaked, speckled, and spotted males are mating with the females of your flock, for I have seen all that Laban has done to you. I am the God you met at Bethel, the place where you anointed the pillar of stone and vowed to serve me. Now leave this country and return to the land you came from.'" King James Version, verse 14. "And Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, 'Is there yet any portion or inheritance for us?'"
In other words, there's nothing for us in this place. Even if we, if our dad died, we wouldn't receive any inheritance anyway. We wouldn't receive any inheritance, no way. Okay, then what?
"And Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, 'Is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? Are we not counted of him strangers? For he hath sold us and hath quite devoured also our money.'"
Yeah, so he sold us for you working 7 years. he sold us away for that. And all the money that he made off of selling us, all the money that he just blew it away anyway. Okay? Then what?
"For all the riches which God hath taken from our father, that is ours."
Belongs to us, in other words, and our children. Okay?
Yeah.
But what does it say in King James?
Right. "For all the riches which God hath taken from our father, that is ours and our children's."
Then keep going.
"Now then, whatsoever God hath said unto thee, do."
Okay.
Commentary, verse 14 through 16. Rachel and Leah said, quote, "That's fine with us, exclamation mark. There's nothing for us here. None of our father's wealth will come to us anyway."
No, because females are not part of, or the daughters are not part of the inheritance. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, but if you're married to his wife, he's got the inheritance and his children, especially a double portion for the firstborn male. Amen?
Amen.
So they're just saying the truth. Amen?
Amen.
There's nothing here for us. We've been sold. Okay, keep going.
"He has reduced our rights to those of foreign women."
Yeah, we're no more different than a foreigner over here. Okay, then what else?
"He sold us, and what he received for us has disappeared."
Yeah, the years that you worked for us, all that's gone. Then what?
"The riches God has given you from our father are legally ours and our children's to begin with. So go ahead and do whatever God has told you."
Praise the Lord. They went along with her, the husband. Amen?
Amen.
And with the word of God. All right, then what?
King James Version, verse 17. "Then Jacob rose up and set his sons and his wives upon camels."
Now, there's some theologians that say camels were not used in those days, but the students have gone back to the real students of the Bible, and that's all they were using in that time. And there's all kinds of saddles, camel saddles, and everything of that era of time, and it's come up over and over again. So it's just amazing how those theologians don't ever get, they just keep getting more and more egg on their face all the time. They just do everything these theological seminaries can to get you to disbelieve the Bible rather than to believe it. The archaeologists have gone over and found all these things, all right, just as they found Noah's Ark, the Ark of the Covenant, Sodom and Gomorrah, and all the other things, that the chariots in the water at the Red Sea, and the pathway there, where God opened up the Red Sea, and you can see the pathway right down there. Scuba divers went down there and got all those wheels from the chariots, and etc. The Bible's true. Amen?
Amen.
Then what? The Bible says camels, it's camels. Why would anybody want to refute even something like that? Okay, then what?
Commentary, verse 17. So Jacob put his wives and children on camels. King James Version, verse 18. And he carried away all his cattle and all his goods which he had gotten, the cattle of his getting which he had gotten in Paddan Aram, for to go to Isaac his father in the land of Canaan. And Laban went to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the images that were her father's.
These were like figurines. They were like household idols. And the reason she stole them probably was because of the fact that she still was clinging on to the family of pagan religion.
Commentary, verse 18 and 19. He drove the flocks in front of him, all the livestock he had acquired at Paddan Aram, and set out on his journey to the land of Canaan, where his father Isaac lived. At the time they left, Laban was some distance away, shearing his sheep. Rachel stole her father's household gods and took them with her.
And a lot of people wonder why Rachel died giving childbirth. And it's obvious because when Laban came and caught them, and he was searching for those idols, Jacob said, "If and whoever stole those idols, let them die." Amen?
Amen.
She died. And it was a bad thing for her to steal, a terrible thing for her to steal, because she was not worshiping the God of Jacob's father or Isaac's father, but some pagan gods. Amen?
Amen.
So words do mean something. Let whoever stole it die. She did die. Okay, so you don't have to wonder anymore, amen?
Amen.
Go ahead.
King James Version, verse 20. And Jacob stole away unawares to Laban the Syrian, in that he told him not that he fled. So he fled with all that he had, and he rose up and passed over the river and set his face toward the Mount Gilead. And it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled.
Okay.
Commentary, verse 20 through 22. They set out secretly and never told Laban they were leaving. Jacob took all his possessions with him and crossed the Euphrates River, heading for the territory of Gilead. Laban pursues Jacob. Laban didn't learn of their flight for 3 days. King James Version, verse 23. And he took his brethren with him and pursued after him 7 days' journey, and they overtook him in the Mount Gilead. Commentary, verse 23. But when he did, he gathered a group of his relatives and set out in hot pursuit. He caught up to them 7 days later in the hill country of Gilead. King James Version, verse 24. And God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night, and said unto him, Take heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. Then Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mount, and Laban with his brethren pitched in the mount of Gilead. And Laban said to Jacob, What hast thou done, that thou hast stolen away unawares to me, and carried away my daughters as captives taken with the sword? Wherefore didst thou flee away secretly, and steal away from me, and didst not tell me, that I might have sent thee away with mirth, and with songs, with tabret, and with harp? And hast not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters? Thou hast now done foolishly in so doing. It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. But the God of your father spake unto me yesternight, saying, Take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. And now, though thou wouldest needs be gone, because thou sore longest after thy father's house, yet wherefore hast thou stolen my gods? Commentary, verse 24 through 30. But the previous night God had appeared to Laban in a dream. Quote, Be careful about what you say to Jacob, he was told. So when Laban caught up with Jacob, as he was camped in the hill country of Gilead, he set up his camp not far from Jacob's. Quote, What do you mean by sneaking off like this? Laban demanded. Are my daughters prisoners, the plunder of war, that you have stolen them away like this? Why did you slip away secretly? I would have given you a farewell party with joyful singing accompanied with tambourines and harps. Why didn't you let me kiss my daughters and grandchildren and tell them goodbye? You acted very foolishly! I could destroy you, but the God of your father appeared to me last night and told me, quote, Be careful about what you say to Jacob. I know you feel you must go, and you long intensely for your childhood home, but why have you stolen my household gods? King James Version, verse 31. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, Because I was afraid, for I said, Peradventure thou wouldest take by force thy daughters from me. With whomsoever thou findest thy gods, let him not live. Before our brethren discern thou what is thine with me, and take it to thee. For Jacob knew not that Rachel had stolen them. Commentary, verse 31 and 32. Quote, I rushed away because I was afraid, Jacob answered. I said to myself, He will take his daughters from me by force. But as for your household gods, let the person who has taken them die! If you find anything that belongs to you, I swear before all these relatives of yours, I will give it back without question. But Jacob didn't know that Rachel had taken them. King James Version, verse 33. And Laban went into Jacob's tent, and into Leah's tent, and into the two maidservants' tents, but he found them not. Then went he out of Leah's tent and entered into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the images and put them in the camel's furniture and sat upon them.
The furniture is the saddle. Then what?
And Laban searched all the tent, but found them not. And she said to her father, Let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise up before thee, for the custom of women is upon me. And he searched, but found not the images. King James Version, verse 33 through 35. Laban went first into Jacob's tent to search there, then into Leah's, and then he searched the tents of the two concubines, but he didn't find the gods. Finally, he went into Rachel's tent. Rachel had taken the household gods and had stuffed them into her camel saddle, and now she was sitting on them. So although Laban searched all the tents, he couldn't find them. Quote, Forgive my not getting up, father, Rachel explained. I'm having my monthly period. So despite his thorough search, Laban didn't find them. King James Version, verse 36. And Jacob was wroth, and showed with Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, What is my trespass? What is my sin, that thou hast so hotly pursued after me? Whereas thou hast searched all my stuff, what hast thou found of all thy household stuff? Set it here before my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge betwixt us both.
Yeah, if you found anything in there, just set it out before of all your relatives, my relatives. Let's see what you found. Okay, come on. Yeah, I see he's mocking him. Okay, and then keep going.
Okay. This 20 years have I been with thee. Thy ewes and thy she-goats have not cast their young, and the rams of thy flock have I not eaten. That which was torn of beasts I brought not unto thee. I bear the loss of it. Of my hand didst thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus I was. In the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes.
Yeah, I worked during the hot sun, and when it was cold outside, and I had many sleepless nights, and all these things, you know, that I did for you. Come on, show us, let's see what you found. You went through everything we got here. Now, come on, set it out here and so we can all see it. Okay, go ahead.
Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy 2 daughters, and 6 years for thy cattle. And thou hast changed my wages 10 times.
That means this over and over again. Okay, then what else?
Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely thou hadst sent me away now empty. God hath seen mine affliction and the labor of my hands, and rebuked thee yesternight.
And that is why he told you, be careful what you say to me, okay? That's what it is. Then what?
Commentary, verse 36 through 42. Then Jacob became very angry. Quote, "What did you find?" he demanded Laban. Quote, "What is my crime? You have chased me as though I were a criminal. You have searched through everything I own. Now show me what you have found that belongs to you!" Exclamation mark. Set it out here in front of us, before our relatives, for all to see.
Yeah, before your relatives and mine too. Come on, let's expose me. Okay, then what?
Let them decide who is the real owner! Exclamation mark. 20 years I have been with you, and all that time I cared for your sheep and goats, so they produced healthy offspring. In all those years I never touched a single ram of yours for food. If any were attacked and killed by wild animals, did I show them to you and ask you to reduce the count of your flock? No, I took the loss! Exclamation mark. You made me pay for every animal stolen from the flocks, whether the loss was my fault or not. I worked for you through the scorching heat of the day and through cold and sleepless nights. Yes, 20 years, 14 of them earning your 2 daughters, and 6 years to get the flock. And you have reduced my wages 10 times! Exclamation mark. In fact, except for the power of God, the God of my grandfather Abraham, the awe-inspiring God of my father Isaac, you would have sent me off without a penny to my name. But God has seen your cruelty and my hard work. That is why he appeared to you last night and vindicated me. King James Version, verse 43. And Laban answered and said unto Jacob, "These daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children."
Not according to the word of God, but this man remembers an idolatry, so he says, no, you're supposed to leave your father, your mother, and to cleave unto your wife. Their wives are his, amen?
Amen.
They're not his anymore, and either are the grandchildren his, okay? They're the sons of Israel, Jacob, right?
Right.
But this is just some idolatry, and we have to read the Old Testament and know that these are things that, these are, you know, they all make mistakes, these people, and so there are examples of what to do and what not to do, okay? So don't believe all these people are just saying godly things. This man is not saying godly things at all, okay? And then what? But Jacob was. All right, then what?
These daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children, and these cattle are my cattle.
No, it isn't. Jacob earned them. Amen?
Amen.
And you earned something that belongs to you. they made an agreement to work for such and such, and that's exactly what he did, and he got it, and it's his now. All right? Okay, then what else?
And all that thou seest is mine.
No, it is not. Then what else? If, you know, I'm a little different than Jacob. I would have told him. Okay, what else?
And what can I do this day unto these my daughters, or unto their children which they have borne?
Keep going.
Now therefore, come thou, let us make a covenant, I and thou, and let it be for a witness between me and thee. Okay. And Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar. And Jacob said unto his brethren, gather stones, and they took stones and made an heap, and they did eat there upon the heap.
Okay.
Commentary, Jacob's treaty with Laban.
Commentary of what verses?
Verses 43 through 46. Then Laban replied to Jacob, quote, these women are my daughters, and these children are my grandchildren, and these flocks and all that you have, all are mine. But what can I do now to my own daughters and grandchildren? Come now, and we will make a peace treaty, you and I, and we will live by its terms.
There wasn't really anything else that he could do, because the Lord spoke to him and told him, you better watch out what you say to him, all right? It better be fair and square. And then what?
So Jacob took a stone and set it up as a monument. He also told his men to gather stones and pile them up in a heap. Jacob and Laban then sat down beside the pile of stones to share a meal. King James Version, verse 47. And Laban called it Jegar Sahadutha, but Jacob called it Galeed. And
yeah, in their language, he called it in his language one thing, and Jacob called it in his language another thing. And what else?
And Laban said, this heap is a witness between me and thee this day. Therefore was the name of it called Galeed and Mizpah. For he said, the Lord watch between me and thee when we are absent one from another. If thou shalt afflict my daughters, or if thou shalt take other wives beside my daughters, no man is with us. See, God is witness betwixt me and thee.
So if you do, you know, any wrong thing to my daughters, or do any wrong thing, God is watching. All right? Then what else?
Commentary, verse 47 through 50. They named it Witness Pile, which is Jegar Salhadutha in Laban's language, and Galeed in Jacob's. Quote, this pile of stones will stand as a witness to remind us of our agreement, Laban said. This place was also called Mizpah, for Laban said, quote, may the Lord keep watch between us to make sure that we keep this treaty when we are out of each other's sight. I won't know about it if you are harsh to my daughters, or if you take other wives, but God will see it. King James Version, verse 51. And Laban said to Jacob,
harsh to his wife, would any godly man would have been harsh with his wife if she had stolen idols and she was an idol worshiper and a liar. Amen?
Amen.
But, you know, God took care of her. And Jacob, without knowing it, set a curse on her. Let her die. Let whoever stole it die. So she did. Then what else?
King James Version, verse 51. And Laban said to Jacob, behold, this heap, and behold this pillar which I have cast betwixt me and thee. This heap be witness, and this pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to thee, and that thou shalt not pass over this heap and this pillar unto me for harm.
I won't pass over to harm you, and you don't pass over to harm me. Okay, then what else?
Commentary, verse 51 and 52. This heap of stones and this pillar stand between us as a witness of our vows. I will not cross this line to harm you, and you will not cross it to harm me. King James Version, verse 53. The God of Abraham and the God of Nahor, the God of their father, judge betwixt us. And Jacob swear by the fear of his father, Isaac. Then Jacob offered sacrifice upon the mount, and called his brethren to eat bread. And they did eat bread, and tarried all night in the mount. Commentary, verse 53 through 54. I call on the God of our ancestors, the God of your grandfather Abraham, and the God of my grandfather Nahor, to punish either one of us who harms the other. So Jacob took an oath before the awesome God of his father Isaac to respect the boundary line. Then Jacob presented a sacrifice to God and invited everyone to a feast. Afterward, they spent the night there in the hills. King James Version, verse 55. And early in the morning, Laban rose up and kissed his sons and his daughters and blessed them. And Laban departed and returned unto his place. Commentary, verse 55. Laban got up early the next morning, and he kissed his daughters and grandchildren and blessed them. Then he returned home.
Okay, now that's the last verse in chapter 31 in Genesis. And now there's a small amount of commentaries here.
31, verse 7. And your father hath deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God suffered him not to hurt me. 10 times was a symbolic number which meant time after time after time.
You've deceived me time after time. And what else?
31, verse 13. I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, and where thou vowedest a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. Jacob's vow is honored by God. Verse 19. And Laban went to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the images that were her father's. Household idols. Laban spoke of them as, quote, his gods. Verse 30. These teraphim, small figurines of the family gods, hold great meaning to the heirs, according to the ancient pagan law around Haran. The sons, particularly the oldest, had the privilege of inheriting the family, quote, gods, end quote, as well as all the property that went with them. Rachel may have taken them to remain close to her native false religion. 31, verse 21. So he fled with all that he had, and he rose up and passed over the river, and set his face toward the Mount Gilead. The river is the Euphrates. Gilead was east of the Jordan and south of the Sea of Galilee.
Praise the Lord, this is Tony Amamo, and that was chapter 31 of Genesis, and Lord willing, I'll be doing chapter 32 this evening. Until then, keep looking up and keep your prayers going up. Keep your mind concentrated on the Lord both day and night. Meditate on His Word. Meditate on Him and all the wonderful miracles and the signs and wonders and all the different revelations of His coming that are before our very eyes. So God bless you. Until then, praise the Lord.